Welcome to Coffee Contrails.
Pedal, speed, action. Alma's Anomalies, episode 1.
What?
We're recording. I'm just going to let it run and we can fix what we need to do in post.
Post?
Just get the trunk.
Jesus, this thing is heavy.
Careful with that trunk,
Moon.
Careful,
Alma.
You ready?
I was born ready.
Quiet on set!
I'm being quiet.
It's movie lingo. Quiet on set. Still rolling. Action. Moon, action means go!
Sorry. Howdy. I'm Moondog McCoy, and this is Alma's Abnormalities.
Cut! It's anomalies, not abnormalities.
That's a weird word.
Are you directing this project?
No.
Then shut it!
Alms, I'm the one who found the trunk. I'm the one summoning Honey Boy Jack.
You're the one who's going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. Don't forget, I'm the one who thought of getting Honey Boy's ghost to help you win the race. The one who thought of catching him on camera so my show can go viral. The one who thought of everything. So just say it the way we practiced.
I'm trying to. Maybe if you didn't yell at me so much, I'd do better.
Moon, baby, you can do this. I believe in you.
Thanks.
Now, can we get back to work?
Is the night vision app working? Is it all green like on Ghost Adventures?
Totally. It's so cool. Now do it again from the intro.
Got it.
Still rolling. Action.
Howdy. I'm Moondog McCoy, and this is Alma's Anomalies. I'm standing in the middle of an old dirt racing track on Madeline Island, the haunted queen of the Apostle Isles in chilly Lake Superior.
Good. Perfect. Now, sit on the trunk and tell us about Golden Boy.
Honey Boy. It's Honey Boy at Jack Schaefer.
Fine. Honey Boy. And try to sound a little more serious.
This is the fabled trunk that Honey Boy Jack tied to the roof of his car, a yellow and black 1969 Camaro, the night he took his last ride.
Can you tell our viewers who Honey Boy is?
Yeah, the greatest racer that ever graced the fabled dirt tracks of Wisconsin's North Woods, ever. But on the night of his greatest triumph, he vanished into the chilly waters of the Kitchigumi.
I think it's Kitchigumi?
Kitchigumi, like the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's the Edmund Fitzgerald? Edmund, not Evan? Make it sound like the song's about some dude named Evan as opposed to the ship that sank in Lake Superior.
We should use that as the theme song.
That's about a shipwreck, not a car wreck.
It's a cool song.
Moon, for the love of God.
So, I'm standing on the old dirt track where Honey Boy won his last race before plunging into the ice water mansions of Kitchigumi.
Stick to the script.
We're summoning the spirit of Honey Boy tonight, and he's going to help me win tomorrow's race.
He better.
Do you really think Chuck and Painless will break my thumbs if I don't pay them back?
Moon, don't bring up loan sharks when the cameras are rolling, and yes, they'll break your thumbs. Your legs, they'll break every bone in your body.
I can't believe you talked me into going to them.
We had to go somewhere. You don't have a job. We were 4 months behind on the rent. The repo man took my car.
Can we get on with the shoot, please?
Yes. And no more talking about the loan sharks while recording.
Fine. So at this very track, on a chilly winter night, Honey Boy won his last race, strapped this very trunk full of his winnings onto the top of his car, drove off into the night, and vanished. This is a picture of him holding the trophy after the race. Can you get a close-up of this? Look at that badass.
He's big.
He was one tall drink of water. And do you see that trunk behind him leaning against his Camaro? That's the trunk I'm sitting on right now.
Tell our viewers how you found it.
A buddy of mine likes to scuba dive the old shipping lines of the Great Lakes. Looks for shipwrecks, stuff like that. Last month, a little north of here, he came upon this trunk. It was about 50 feet deep, and I don't know if the camera can make it out, but it clearly has a name tag on it. Property of James Virgil Schaefer, a.k.a. Honey Boy Jack Schaefer.
And you believe that's Honey Boy's trunk?
I know it is. So, tonight, when the clock strikes 3...
The witching hour.
Yeah, and with the help of my trusty Ouija board, your tarot cards, and a little luck, we're going to summon the ghost of Honey Boy himself.
So, what happened to Honey Boy?
Nobody really knows. The lake around the island was frozen that winter. Honey Boy was driving back on the ice road to the mainland when suddenly he veered off the road, heading north. He drove pretty far out. The ice cracked, and then the car with Honey Boy in it crashed into the water.
That's awful.
They never found the car. I wonder how long it took for him to drown, you know? Minutes? Hours? Like, was there air in the car? I think about him sitting in the driver's seat, sinking to the bottom of Lake Superior. It gives me the creeps.
Why do you think he veered north?
Maybe he was drunk. Supposedly he owed the mob money. Maybe he didn't see any way out of a bad situation. Maybe he killed himself. I like to think that he just decided to head to Canada and hit a thick patch of ice.
Moon, stop goofing around.
What are you talking about? The trunk moved.
The trunk?
Did you see that? The trunk moved all on its own.
What the fuck is that?
Sounds like a bunch of cars.
I don't see any cars. I don't see anything out there.
What's happening?
Oh my god. I'll tell you what's happening.
What?
We've summoned Honey Boy and a few of his friends, it seems.
We have to get out of here.
Are you crazy? There are a bunch of ghost cars out there, and we are catching it all on camera. Do you know what this means?
That this island is haunted and we need to get the hell out of here?
We just recorded a paranormal incident. We're gonna be on TV. The Travel Channel. Maybe Discovery. I don't know. Our troubles are over.
The trunk's doing it again.
Awesome.
No, not awesome, Alma. That trunk keeps moving by itself. That's not normal. Please, let's go home.
Go open it.
No way.
Moon, I love you, and I'm so glad you found that trunk. But if you don't suck it up and open that trunk, I swear to God I will find someone else to be on the show.
Alma.
I swear to God.
Fine. The trunk's locked.
Serious?
See for yourself.
Well, shit.
I really think we should go.
Are you kidding? It's time to do the summoning thing.
It's time to go.
Jesus, what is wrong with you? This is it. Our big chance. Don't be such a baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm just not stupid.
Shut it.
Alma?
I said shut it.
Look, we're not alone.
Who the hell is that?
Shina.
Hey, who's there?
Why is he just standing there like that?
Hello? Excuse me, sir, but we're shooting a TV show here, and it's a closed set.
Not open to the public.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Turn around and walk away, please. Seriously, set's closed. Thank you.
Oh, he's leaving. Thank God. Why is he stopping?
Back off, mister. Fair warning, I know Taekwondo. Kia! Scares you, doesn't it? It should. Don't make me kick your ass, because I will. I told you to back off. What is with you? Stop singing. Stop staring at me like that. It gives me the creeps. I said stop staring. What are you trying to do? Hypnotize me? Well, I can't be hypnotized. I'm too smart for that. Your eyes are weird. Anyone ever tell you that? There's something about them. They're sort of sad. You know what I'm saying, mister? I feel weird, like I'm high and swimming underwater, but somehow can breathe. Just weird, you know? What else? You know what else is weird? You look like... Oh my God. You look like that photo. You look like your honey boy Jack Schaefer. Aren't you? You are. The ghost car's back. What is happening? I can actually see the car this time. Is that your old Camaro? It's beautiful. I'm cold. Aren't you the nice ghost offering me your jacket? I need to get in that car. It'll take me where I need to go, won't it? Won't it, honey boy? I'm getting in that car and going where I'm going. Don't ask me why I need to. I just do. I'm heading out on my new ride. And honey boy, you're coming with me. I'm gonna film the whole thing on my Android. It's gonna be like Thelma and Louise meet Ghost Hunters meet NASCAR. It's perfect.
Alma!
Where are you? You keep your distance, mister. I swear to God. Holy shit! It's you, isn't it? Honey boy! We did it! We summoned you! Where's Alma? What did you do to her? Did you stick her in the trunk? What's wrong with you? I swear to God, if you hurt her... Alma? Don't worry, I'll get you out of there. Alma? Don't panic. Who the hell are you and why did you stick my girlfriend in that trunk? And why the fuck do you keep humming? Did you make the trunk open with your ghost powers or something? How did you do that? Almost not in the trunk. Nothing's in there except... What is that? Is that... Holy crap, that's gold, isn't it? Hello? Not the chatty type, are you? Well, listen up, Spooky. This trunk is mine. I found it fair and square, and everything inside of it belongs to me. And that includes the gold. You don't need it. You're dead. Look at that gold. Beautiful, isn't it? I need to hold it. It's stuck to the trunk? What is it, super glued in there or something? I gotta get some leverage. Maybe if I climb in. Oh, come on. Come to daddy. Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? Open up. Hello, Spooky? Come on, let me out. My God, it stinks in here. Let me out of here. I mean it. Let me out. I swear to God, I'll kick your ass. I'm not kidding. You're in for a world of hurt. You hear me? Let me out of here. Hello? Get over here. Help. Your flash shot locked you in the trunk.
Honey boy, come on!
Alma, I'm in the trunk. Get me out of here. Hello? Hello? Get me out of here.
If you like today's recording, please like and favorite us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find us at coffeecontrails.com. Thanks.